want to tell you a story. And this is a story based on scripture, and then it just goes into fantasy. Who knows if it's true? There was a man who was born blind, and Jesus and his disciples were walking down the dusty road, and they approached this man, and they'd heard about him. The disciples discussed this among themselves. Why was this man born blind? Did he sin before birth? Did his parents sin? Why was he born blind? And Jesus said, wrong question. Who cares who's to blame? We don't need to figure that out. Let's see the glory of God. But maybe, just maybe, and here the story gets fictional, maybe behind the scenes, here's what had been happening. Maybe the man's father had tried to serve God all his life and had poured out everything he knew, every effort, every passion in him was trying to serve God. And he had a dear friend who was very close to him. But one day, his friend disagreed with him on something. And they had a heated discussion. And his friend spit right in his face. Spit in his eyes. He was heartsick. He went home and wept in secret. And he was confused and frustrated and couldn't understand why would his friend do that. And it just made him heartsick with grief and sadness. Then one day he found out that we're going to have a baby. This is wonderful. He was so excited. But when the baby was born, they discovered soon that the baby was blind. And he was grieved. Why would this happen? What had he done wrong? He couldn't think of anything. Only that he had never been healed. That he had carried this grief and this burden and this sadness all his life. And many, many, many years later, Jesus was walking down that dusty road and coming to that man who was born blind. And the man cried out for healing. And Jesus came, and he stood near him, and Jesus spit into the dirt and bent down and put his finger in the spit and rubbed that spit and mud on the man's eyes and said, go wash it off and be healed. And he saw that he had been born of woundedness and sadness. And now he saw Christ. He saw Jesus. He saw hope. He saw healing. He saw infinite beauty that says to us, to all of us, go wash it off. Wash off the hurt. Let it wash away. Let the healing happen. Hallelujah.